Welcome and happy Labor Day to everyone. This is Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio, and I love Mondays, even holiday ones. Now, today also is the first Monday of the month, and for those of you who are regular listeners, you know this, but those of you, this is your first time, you're in for a treat. That is when we get to hear from Don Cooper, the sales heretic. He comes on every first Monday of the month to give us sales tips. So Don's going to be sharing with us five things we need to know now to boost our sales. So Don, what are those five things?
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
There are five distinct things you need more of if you want to increase your sales. Now, one note ahead of time, you don't necessarily need all five of these, but if your sales aren't where you'd like them to be, you definitely need at least one of these, and odds are you need more than one of these. So look at this list. The first thing you may need more of is prospects. Now, that might mean more marketing. It might mean investing more money into your marketing efforts, your marketing campaigns, or your social media. It might mean you need to spend more time, effort, and money on actively prospecting, looking for new leads. It might mean you need to spend more time out networking, doing other things to put yourself in front of potential prospects. You need to increase the number of prospects in your pipeline. Because if you don't have prospects to talk with, you don't have sales to make. The second thing you may need more of is time. And by that, I don't mean you need more hours in the day, although Lord knows that would be nice. What I mean is you need to spend more time actually selling. This can be a big challenge, not only for professionals and small business owners, but for salespeople themselves, because even people whose job it is to sell often have a lot of time in their day devoted to non-sales related activities because that's what their manager requires, that's what their company requires. So if you run a company, you have salespeople, look at what you're making them do and see if there's something you can't move to somebody else or have them stop doing. If you work for yourself, if you're a solopreneur, look at your daily schedule and see what can you outsource or what can you stop doing to be able to devote more of your time to actually selling. Well, that's more time actively prospecting, more time on the phone talking with prospects, more time following up with prospects, trying to close them, whatever it is, you probably need to spend more time in the actual sales effort. The third thing you may need more of is knowledge. And there are three types of knowledge that I mean here. One is product knowledge. If you want to sell more, but you don't know a lot about what you're selling, then you need to learn it backwards and forwards. You need to be the expert on your product or your service. The second type of knowledge you need is knowledge about your competitors. You need to know your competitors' products and services as well as they do, because it's a lot easier to talk about the relative strengths and weaknesses of your product or service when you know what your competitors offer. When you know what their strengths and weaknesses are, you know how best to position yours against theirs. This is not to say that you ever talk badly about your competitors, because you don't want to do that. But you do need to be able to say, well, this is one of our strengths. Here's how our product is better than theirs. Theirs has X number of features, ours has Y number of features, or something else. But you need to know their products and services well enough to be able to talk intelligently about how yours compares. And the third type of knowledge you may need more of is knowledge about your prospect. And this is where so many people in sales fall down. They know their product, they know their competitors, but they don't know anything about their prospect. And as a result, all they do is pitch. Let me tell you everything there is to know about this product. No. For sales to be effective, you need to understand your prospect to be able to relate the features and benefits of your product or service to their specific needs and wants and fears and budget and so on and so forth. So the third type of knowledge there is the most important, knowledge about your prospect. So you want to invest time in learning about your prospect before you invest a lot of time in trying to tell them everything about your product. Okay, back to the main list. The fourth thing you may need more of is skills. A lot of business owners have never learned how to sell. They're good at their skill, whatever it is they do, but they've never learned how to sell. And selling is a whole separate skill. Even professional salespeople often don't get anywhere near enough sales training. They're taught about their product, but not exactly how to sell. So if you could use a refresher course in sales skills, or if you could use any kind of course in sales skills, go to the public seminars, look online, buy some CDs, DVDs, do something to boost your sales skills. If you run a sales team, bring in some training. Send them out to some training. Do something to constantly improve their skills. I often say the sale does not necessarily go to the best product or service. It goes to the best salesperson. And that person can be you. It's up to you to develop those skills. And the fifth thing you may need more of is salespeople. This is especially true if you work for yourself. If you're a solopreneur, you've got a lot of things screaming for your time and attention. If you simply can't devote the time you need to selling, it means you need to hire somebody who can devote that time. If you already have salespeople, you may need more. Look at additional salespeople as an opportunity to increase your sales by increasing your reach, by increasing the amount of time and energy that's being devoted to sales. So whether you work for yourself or you manage others, look at this list of five things: prospects, time, knowledge, skills, and salespeople, and figure out which of these five things having more of will help you personally. And then attack that. It may be 2, 3, 4 things. It might be all 5. When you increase one or more of these 5 things, then your sales will increase as well.
You know, one of the things I heard as I was listening to you just for myself is that even though I've been a business owner for 30 years, I still am constantly learning how to sell better. And I think that's probably the one that people push off the most. They think, oh, well, I've been doing this for a long time. I don't need to learn how to sell better.
I agree with you, Michelle. You're absolutely right. People often think, oh, I know what I need to know. No, you don't. You need to know more because the nature of sales changes. And what you learned 2 years ago, you may well have forgotten. I'm a sales expert. I teach sales, and yet I still go to sales training seminars. I still read books on sales. I still watch webinars on sales because I'm always looking to see what else I can learn or to remind myself of what I've forgotten.
Yes. Is there anything else that we need to be thinking about this last quarter?
One thing I can say is if you need more prospects, and most companies do, one of the ways you can get them is through social media. And if you'd like to learn how you can get better sales results from your social media, Michelle, Andrea Waltz, and I are putting together a 12-week coaching program specifically for business people who want to get more sales leads from their social media. You'll find the link for that on the framing post at whoismichellepryce.com.
You know, it's been interesting to see the feedback I've gotten this weekend. On a holiday weekend, people are asking me questions, and we've already had a few businesses sign up. So I'm looking forward to that.
This is going to be a great program.
Oh, I know. You know, I've been told by colleagues for a couple of years now, Michelle, when are you going to do something? I mean, people look to you for advice all the time every week on the show, but when are you actually going to teach something? And I said, I think I finally have the team that I feel confident in doing that together with, because I've noticed the biggest thing people do complain about is, how do I actually make sales from social media? So between you and me and Andrea, we're knocking it on all 3 corners that you need.
Exactly.
Well, Don, I want to thank you so much. Man, you are just always so on target with what you've been teaching us. And I have to say, I learn something every time you give us a breakthrough tip. So thank you.
My pleasure, Michelle.